news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, some more details coming in from Josh on the text line on that traffic tie-up eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. He said the accident is in the far left lane. Middle and right lanes are moving a little faster, so we'll keep our eyes on that. You got issues both on I-10 in Mobile County and in Baldwin County this morning. The morning's just getting started. All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We've got sports on the way, and we'll talk a bit about how that college pick'em rankings looked like over the weekend.
We don't need to talk about that.
No?
Okay, we'll talk about it.
We'll get into that coming up. Also, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. Cooler and clearer, that's the forecast. He'll give us details coming up in just a second. And also, we'll talk about some Auburn football, Auburn and LSU this weekend.
Pretty big game, I hear.
Big test there. Tiger on Tigers. We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. Actually, right now, we'll get more information about this weekend's game.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the LSU Tigers in Death Valley and Baton Rouge. On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Caddy, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place, catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house, along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. The Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash, November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Tickets available at all RIM Animal Clinic locations.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly's got our headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A report of a break-in into cars and homes ends with the man being tased by Mobile police and in the hospital in critical condition. According to authorities, officers responded to Old Pascagoula Road and Johnson Road Monday afternoon. The suspect, who is not being identified at this hour, police say that suspect was trying to break into a home and the homeowner was present. Once he saw the homeowner, he ran. After resisting arrest, officers tased the man multiple times in order, they say, to get the situation under control. And after a brief struggle, police were able to subdue him. The man eventually went into cardiac arrest. He was transported to the hospital in critical condition. This investigation is ongoing. Happening right now, the third motorcycle fatality in less than 1 week is being reported and investigated. That investigation is being led by the Alabama State Troopers. Here's what we know. 63-year-old Thomas Hyde of Theodore was traveling east on Half Mile Road when his minivan hit a motorcycle. On that motorcycle was 26-year-old Jared Wampler of Theodore as well. This happened at the intersection of Paget Switch Road Sunday just before 5 p.m. Now, Hyde suffered no reported injuries, but Wampler was pronounced dead at the scene. This is the third motorcycle fatality in South Alabama in the past 4 days. The others were across the bay in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Invitational. Yes, rugby in Mobile. At the greatest backdrop on the coast, Battleship Park. Come see rugby played live November 9th and 10th. Info at battleshiprugby.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County grand jury is looking into the Tymar Crawford case. He's the man who was shot and killed by a Pensacola police officer last July. Detective Trevor Seaman shot and killed Crawford outside a home on Brainerd Street. Earlier this month, the department fired Seaman for violating the use of its deadly force policy. The grand jury will now decide whether he will face criminal charges. If you live in Daphne, you'll have to find a new spot to take your recycling. City Council voted last night to close the city's drop-off site. Home pickup may also change from every week to once every 2 weeks. City leaders will meet next month to discuss that. A woman is accused of hitting a man in the head with a hammer several times. The pair fighting over pork chops. This happened in Escambia County, Florida. The victim told deputies that she got into an argument with Jessica Hardy over dinner. During that fight, the victim says Hardy hit him in the head and eye with a hammer. Hardy has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She's now in the Escambia County Jail this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Right, 712 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's funny how stories come and go. It was a big story that the ozone layer was, we had holes in the ozone layer. It was like Swiss cheese around the globe. Now new information coming out. Seems like we've turned a corner here.
Yeah, NASA, who better to report on this than NASA? They said the annual ozone hole reached its peak extent of 6.3 million square miles on September the 8th and then shrank nearly in half, shrank more or less than 3.9 million square miles. That's from 6.3 to 3.9 million for the remainder of September and October. And I guess this isn't, this is pretty uncommon, not unprecedented, according to NASA. It says the third time in the last 40 years that weather systems have caused warm temperatures that limit ozone depletion. Because we were talking about how hot September was.
Yeah.
And I guess that temperature caused the ozone hole to shrink, but it's happened three times in the last 40 years now. They use these weather balloons that carry ozone-measuring sondes, and those sample the ozone levels vertically through the atmosphere. And they said most years, at least some levels of the stratosphere, which is the region of the upper atmosphere where the largest amounts of ozone are normally found, most years they're found to be completely devoid of ozone. This year, those measurements did not show any portions of the atmosphere where ozone was completely depleted, but the smallest ozone hole, I guess, in a long time.
So it's actually because of temperatures. I thought it was because ladies' hairstyles had changed and they weren't using the Aquanet so much. There was a big reduction in hairspray.
Well, you know, that might
be
part of it. The
80s were really tough on ozone layer with all the hairspray.
Yeah, NASA did not study the hairspray levels around the world, but they did just study the ozone levels and the smallest ozone hole on record since its discovery.
Of course, we've got to worry about things as third world and second world countries come online and start to go into first world economies. Well, the ladies in those countries use more Aquanet and cause these issues. These are the things I think about before I go to sleep each night. All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5 and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Marlon Davidson is the SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week for the second time this season. He and Derek Brown have taken home four such honors between them this year. The senior from Greenville is planning to have another big day this Saturday.
I mean, we haven't won at Baton Rouge in I don't know how long. I mean, that environment is crazy. And then coming out and playing against the number two team in the country, have a great chance to go against those guys and just see what they're all about. I mean, just go out there having fun at the end of our day. As long as you're having fun, man, everything else should go perfectly fine.
Davidson and the Tigers play at LSU at 2:30 Saturday. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha to Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
The Auburn soccer season is winding down.
Two home games left. That's it, and season's over. We've got, you know, about a week of season left, and we need as many Auburn fans as we can get. You know, we're playing a ranked team. We're playing the first-place team in the league, and we need that 12th man in the stands. We need them loud and rowdy and really making a great environment. And I'll tell you, the Auburn family's done a terrific job for us so far, banging on the drums and the vuvuzelas, and we need everybody out in full force on Thursday night.
That's Coach Karen Hoppe. The Tigers host Arkansas Thursday at 6:30. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
T-Bachelor & Sons has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
This is Rhoda McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic center delays in an accident, I-10 westbound at exit 35, now to the right median. Also have got an accident that's been tying up traffic, I-10 eastbound between Range Line and 65. They've got that one to the left inside median. And another wreck at Spring Hill and Burton. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's got a cooler and clearer forecast. He joins us around 7:35. Heads up, this segment of the show brought to you by Lightstream. Who doesn't want less stress in their life? If high interest credit card bills are adding to your stress, got a solution for you. Pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is lower than the national average by a bunch. National average 20% APR, and you know that continues to creep up. And the nice thing about Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. And the online application's quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone and even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/
Sullivan. The website, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, which is, and somebody gave me grief the other day about spelling my name, but people have misspelled it. So it's SULLIV, as in Victor, A-N, or as in violin, or as in varmint.
That's a lot of options.
Yeah, so, but V, S-U-L-L-I-V,
Victory. A-N.
Yes, Victory, Victor. I like violin, but I'm going to go to violin. Hey, it's subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan. That's with a V, y'all, for more information. All right, 7:21, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Police are inviting you to let them know how you feel and issues which are important to you in the community and when it comes to your safety. Tonight, the Mobile Police Department Guardian Initiative presents Color. It's a town hall meeting designed to create open lanes of understanding and respect between police and the community. So the public is invited to the town hall, which is from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Murphy High School inside the auditorium. High school is located at 100 South Carlin Street. Your feedback will be used to evaluate and improve police-community relations. There will be a panel discussion to include the chief of police, representatives from the city, media, medical professionals, and USA. The event is free and open to the public. A recall is in effect for popular Walmart food items, as 6,400 pounds of recalled products are being recalled over concerns that packages are tainted with salmonella. Those packages include 24.92-ounce packages containing great value, fully cooked original pork sausage patties with use-by date of October 16th, and 24.92-ounce packages containing great value, fully cooked original breakfast turkey patties with use-by date of October 24th. And then there's the 35.6-ounce packages containing family-size, great value, fully cooked original pork sausage patties with use-by date of November the 3rd. So the products bear establishment number EST M2206T or P2260T. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide, and the USDA says that these products were produced April 18th, April 27th, May 7th, and May 9th. No confirmed reports of adverse reactions have been reported, but if you have these products, discard them immediately and see a medical professional if you're feeling ill with diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever, as these symptoms surface within 12 to 72 hours after eating. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's an amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quint Sporting Goods, along with a Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
We're at 7:25, FM Talk 106.5. How about that? Turkey's President Erdogan meeting with none other than Vladimir Putin today. Figuring out what they're going to do in Syria. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Mark Esper confirmed that there have been discussions about keeping some U.S. troops in Syria to guard the oil fields in eastern Syria. President mentioned leaving troops there. Also, there's a discussion of U.S. troops being along the border with Jordan and Israel. They talked about that some. New York Times reporting over the weekend that President Trump was leaning towards keeping that small presence, a U.S. presence of 200 soldiers near the oil fields in eastern Syria to prevent Russia from gaining access to them. Now, think about that situation. If Russian forces that, you know, they're going to be in theater in Syria come up to our American forces that are surrounding an oil facility.
That could get bad fast.
Yeah, real fast. Esper added yesterday in his presser that the move is also a precaution so the area doesn't fall into the hands of a resurgent Islamic State. Okay. They're maybe defeated but not gone, I guess they're saying. Last week, staunch critic of the U.S.-Syrian withdrawal, Senator Lindsey Graham proposed leaving 300 special operations forces in the area for the president, to the president. Plan was later supported by the State Department. Wrapping up his visit to Afghanistan, Esper told reporters, "We presently have troops in a couple of cities that are located right near that area. The purpose is to deny access to specifically revenue to ISIS and other groups that may want to seek that revenue to enable their own maligned activities. There's been discussion about possibly doing it, but no decision in regard to numbers." Defense chief said options would be presented to President Trump. So we'll talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Now, the information you need to go forward with life. The folks over at VividSeats.com, they are a ticket broker, have conducted a study ranking these United States by comparing who rocks the most.
I love this. Okay. I want to hear who's at the top.
Okay, so they compared the population of each state with the number of hard rock and metal concerts that take place there every year. Top two states have the same name. So that leaves you with
Virginia?
It could be Virginia, it could be Carolina, or
the Dakotas?
Bingo.
Wow.
North Dakota, number one. South Dakota, number two.
I would not have guessed that. Not at all.
Because remember, it's a per capita thing. Population versus number of rock shows. The fact that they have a small population probably skews the results. Mm. You have so few people, you bring in five rock shows, it probably, you know, skews that they're number one and number two.
Well, you know, Norway, they love their metal. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is a cold weather thing.
Let's look through the list. It may be, because the top five, rest of the top five, so North Dakota number one, South Dakota number two, the rest of the top five, Utah,
okay,
Nevada, and Idaho.
Wow.
So there you go. Those are the rockinest places out there. California, by the way, on the side note here, California hosts the most rock and metal shows overall, but of course the population's bigger.
Yeah,
right?
That makes sense.
Followed by Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Of course, in Ohio, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So there you go. There's the rankings. Now, pretty interesting. I looked through their infographic here, and Alabama comes in. We are not far off of the top 10.
Okay.
Our rock value in Alabama is 6.38. Compare that to our neighbors in Georgia, 1.5, Mississippi 1.7, Tennessee 1.8. So Alabama rocks much harder than any of our neighboring states. So I just want to salute all of y'all. Dr. Bill's on the way. Get news from Channel 5 and then back to you.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Authorities need your help identifying an SUV involved in two hit-and-runs in Florida last week. It's a maroon older model Ford Expedition. The Florida Highway Patrol says on October 16th it caused two collisions and left the scene. One happened near Lillian Highway and Joaquin Road, the other near Muldoon Road and Softly Field Road. The SUV has an Alabama license plate, but it's not registered to that vehicle. We expect to get an update later today on a man who was hospitalized after being tased by Mobile police. It happened after the man was caught breaking into homes and cars near Johnson Road in Plantation Oaks. The suspect was spotted by police on Old Pascagoula Road. When officers tried to arrest him, the suspect resisted and he was tased. Police said he went into cardiac arrest. The man was taken to a hospital listed in critical condition. Crime Stoppers in Jefferson County say they have received hundreds of tips in the abduction of Camille Cupcake McKinney. The three-year-old was abducted from a birthday party 10 days ago. Now investigators are asking the public for more specific information like addresses or tag numbers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Monster Mash savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in the month of October. Prices you won't be able to smash on the Liberty CN24 gun safe, with $250 off for only $749. Or the most popular model, the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme, discounted $700. Unbelievable savings in these Monster Mash deals. Safes made in the USA with a lifetime replaceable warranty against theft and fire. Why shop anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffett Road. Call 471-1137.
President Trump under fire for saying he's the object of a lynching in a tweet moments ago.
The president seems resigned to being impeached based on comments, and this tweet he hopes Democrats will take as a warning. So, someday, if a Democrat becomes president and the Republicans win the House, even by a tiny margin, they can impeach the president without due process or fairness or any legal rights. All Republicans must remember what they are witnessing here, a lynching.
There's Bob Costantini. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, William Taylor, is set to testify behind closed doors in the House impeachment inquiry today. The retired civil servant was tapped to run the U.S. embassy in Ukraine after the Trump administration abruptly ousted the ambassador. Russian President Vladimir Putin has sat down in Sochi with visiting Turkish President Erdogan for talks on Syria. Erdogan says the meeting creates the opportunity to discuss peace. I'm John Trout.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. European air safety regulators have officially shelved the idea of lifting the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX jets simultaneously with the U.S., a significant setback to U.S. regulators' desire for a coordinated global response. The Wall Street Journal says the final decision was communicated last week by the head of the European Union Aviation Safety Agency to the two senior FAA officials leading the U.S. response to the MAX crisis. Coke-branded sodas are making a comeback. Coca-Cola over the past years has expanded into coffee, tea, dairy, and water as consumers shift away from sugary sodas. But the company didn't give up on its biggest brand, and company sales in the latest quarter rose largely thanks to variations on its namesake cola. Now the company is rolling out a coffee-flavored variant called Coca-Cola Plus Coffee and a new energy drink called Coca-Cola Energy. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, pretty good soaking at my house. What did we get for rainfall totals yesterday?
Officially 1.05, a little over an inch of rain at the airport. Brings us to about 3.5 inches of rain so far for the month. And most of that rain now is on to the east of us, and we still have clouds in the area. But it's going to clear up here this morning, and certainly this afternoon we should have sunny skies and very pleasant temperatures today, around 75, 76 degrees this afternoon. And the wind will be out of the north, around 10 to 15, and maybe a little bit gusty this morning. Now, tonight, with clear skies, it's going to be chilly along the Gulf Coast. I expect a low tonight about 48 degrees here in the city. And that means some areas could get down into the mid-40s tomorrow morning. Tomorrow should be a beautiful day with sunny skies and a high tomorrow of only about 72 or 73 degrees. So a beautiful day tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, we'll cool down into the low 50s, some areas getting into the upper 40s. And Thursday, we'll start out with sunny skies, but then becoming mostly cloudy and a slight chance of a shower Thursday afternoon. But a good chance for shower activity Thursday night. And it looks like we've got some another round of shower activity for Friday and Friday night. And as another front comes through, and then over the weekend, that front's not going to be too far away. It's going to stall to the east of us. And so Saturday, there's a chance of a few showers, high in the low 70s. And also a chance of a few showers on Sunday with a high in the upper 70s. So chance of a little bit of rain over the weekend, but the temperatures are going to be very comfortable.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? We're getting late in the hurricane season. Are you watching anything?
Don't have any named storms at the moment. We do have a tropical wave about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean and another one near the African coast. Also a weak tropical wave over the western Caribbean. But we don't expect any development, at least over the next couple of days, in the areas that I just mentioned.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There he is, our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 7:37, remember, over at the website, you can get all kind of good things. Number one, what you need to get right now, the details in our Go Play Outside contest, where to go, where to register, the addresses for participating sponsors. It's all on there. You can see the whole stack of prizes available, pushing $9,000 worth of goodies in this. You go there, you click the along the top tab, it says Go Play Outside, and the details are right there. Now, while you're there, you can also stream FM Talk 106.5 right there on your computer, on your desktop computer. By the way, you can also stream on your mobile devices with TuneIn Radio or Simple Radio.
Yeah, it's very easy. Simple Radio and TuneIn to stream. And then you haven't even mentioned the podcasts yet. We've got the entire list of podcasts on the website, and you can subscribe iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, pretty much anywhere right now that you can get podcasts.
All right, and make sure to check out three big things. Top news stories of the day: Erdogan warns Kurdish fighters to pull out of the Syrian region. Of course, Erdogan's meeting with Vladimir Putin today. That should be interesting. Daphne City Council votes to close the recycling drop-off, and Sweet Grown Alabama looking to promote local farmers. Those stories and more on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Now let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working in accident eastbound I-10, a range line at 65, the left lane and shoulders block off in two different accidents with six vehicles westbound I-10 under the Daphne overpass. Exit 35A right off the bayway. Both of those have been moved to the right median. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Despite women being the fastest growing segment of the population for alcohol and drug abuse in the United States, Mobile and Baldwin counties have zero state certified treatment facilities for women. The closest is over 3 hours away in Dothan. The shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast is asking for your help to build a state certified 50 bed facility in Baldwin County. The facility will offer residential therapy services for women provided by qualified and credentialed staff. Programming will be built on the three foundations: spiritual
sexuality, 12-step, and recovery orientation. Over 4 million women in America are in need of treatment for their addiction. 60% of all women incarcerated are there for drug-related offenses, and 60% of those are mothers with children under the age of 18. Women and their families need help right here on the Gulf Coast. The Shoulder of the Central Gulf Coast asks for your contribution to help build the 50-bed women's residential treatment facility in Baldwin County. Please visit theshoulder.org today.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you are issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Bill Krause with Page and Jones, who have been in the import-export business in Mobile since 1892. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Page & Jones facilitates the shipment of product across the globe, whether it be in a container on a ship or air cargo into the Atlanta airport. It's complex, it's detailed, and it's precise. And it's often more than the customer or seller wants to do themselves. The Trump administration's tariffs have had an impact, but Bill says his smartest customers are quickly adapting. And Mobile's new ship channel project will help us all out. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane. We got speaking of Kane and traffic. We got a traffic update.
Yeah, Kane just now tweeting new accident: an overturned garbage truck at Ben Hamilton Road east of Dawes. That's an overturned garbage truck, Ben Hamilton Road east of Dawes Road.
Got to be, unless I'm missing something, you got to be really trying to turn one of those over.
Yeah, you would think so. But
as we call it, tump it over.
Tumping that garbage truck over, but that's what it is, overturned garbage truck, Ben Hamilton, east of Dawes.
All right, more traffic updates coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When it comes to leading a state, have you ever wondered who is the highest paid governor in our nation? According to a new analysis by 24/7 Wall Street, California's governor, Gavin Newsom, earns just over $201,000 a year. He is the highest paid governor. Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey, her salary ranks as 39th. Governor Ivey earns $120,395 a year. But when you factor in the cost of living, when it comes to California and their statewide cost of living is 15% higher than the national average, Alabama's is 13% lower, those numbers take on a whole new meaning. California's state taxes amount to $3,936 per capita. That's the eighth highest in the country. Alabama state tax collections are $2,137 per capita. That's the 10th lowest. So following Governor Gavin Newsom, the second highest paid governor is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, making $200,000 a year, followed by number three, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. He makes $190,000.
$94,850 a year. The Mobile Police Department wants to get unwanted prescription drugs off the streets and out of medicine cabinets. The Mobile Police Department is serving as a collection site for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's Take Back Day. It happens this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when you can bring your pills for disposal to police headquarters at 2460 Government Boulevard. The public is asked to scratch out all identifying information on the prescription drugs to make it unreadable. This will help to protect your identity and the privacy of personal health information. Only pills and patches are accepted. No liquids and no needles. The service is free and anonymous. No questions asked. Unused or expired prescription medications can lead to potential accidental poisoning, misuse, and overdose, which then turns into a public safety issue. According to authorities, proper disposal of unused drugs saves lives and protects the environment. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County grand jury is looking into the Tymar Crawford case. He's the man who was shot and killed by a Pensacola police officer last July. Detective Trevor Seaman shot and killed Crawford outside a home on Brainerd Street. Earlier this month, the department fired Seaman for violating the use of its deadly force policy. The grand jury will now decide whether he will face criminal charges. If you live in Daphne, you'll have to find a new spot to take your recycling. City Council voted last night to close the city's drop-off site. Home pickup may also change from every week to once every 2 weeks. City leaders will meet next month to discuss that. A woman is accused of hitting a man in the head with a hammer several times. The pair fighting over pork chops. This happened in Escambia County, Florida. The victim told deputies that she got into an argument with Jessica Hardy over dinner. During that fight, the victim says Hardy hit him in the head and eye with a hammer. Hardy has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She's now in the Escambia County Jail this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
There's always something going down at Boomtown. Come watch all your favorite teams at Stadium Sports Bar and Grill, the Coast's newest premier sports bar. Conveniently located inside Boomtown Casino right next to the sportsbook. You'll have front row seats to great food while you watch the live action on more than 40 flat screen TVs. Place your order, place your bets, watch and win. Only at Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Alabama.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The New England Patriots defense completely shut down the Jets on Monday Night Football in a 33-0 win in New York last night. The Patriots defense intercepted Jets quarterback Sam Darnold four times, recovered a sack fumble, and earned a safety when Darnold fumbled and was forced to knock the ball out of the back of the end zone. Darnold was mic'd up for the TV broadcast on ESPN and at one point said he was seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good. And you already said they're going to keep bringing it. I would too.
Yep, and they are.
Patriots are now 7-0 for the third time in team history, and they're so good on both sides of the ball right now that they have the largest point differential through the first seven games in the Super Bowl era. They've put up 175 more points than they've allowed. The defense has only allowed 48 this season, with two road shutouts after last night's game. On the offensive side of the ball, Tom Brady threw a touchdown pass to Philip Dorsett, and Sony Michel ran for three scores. Next up, the Patriots will look to stay undefeated when they host Cleveland next Sunday, while the 1-5 Jets go on the road to play Jacksonville. In college football news, former Georgia Bulldogs and Miami Hurricanes head coach Mark Richt suffered a heart attack early yesterday morning. Richt, who's now an analyst for the ACC Network and ESPN, announced the news on his own Twitter feed, said that he plans to return to work later this week. Then he said something about giving up cheese. Richt spent 15 seasons as Georgia's head coach, went 145-51 with two SEC championships and five division titles. He retired as Miami's coach in December after going 26-13 in three seasons at his alma mater. The college basketball season starts November 5th. Yesterday, the Associated Press released their annual preseason top 25 rankings. The Michigan State Spartans come in at the top of those rankings for the first time in program history. They were the top choice in 60 of 65 ballots. Kentucky's the top-ranked SEC team to begin the year at number 2. They received 2 first-place votes, followed by Kansas at number 3. Jayhawks received 3 first-place votes. Duke was 4th, followed by Louisville, Florida, Maryland, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Villanova rounded out the top 10. There are 4 SEC teams in the top 25, tied with the ACC and the Big Ten. LSU comes in at number 22, and Auburn at number 24. The Tigers went 30-10 last season and made the program's first ever appearance in the Final Four. This year, Auburn must replace an outstanding backcourt with guards Jared Harper and Bryce Brown leaving for the NBA. They'll also be without Chuma Okeke, who was a first-round pick in this year's draft. The Tigers open the season on November 5th with a home game against Georgia Southern. 751, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070. Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call call ProTent 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. A new accident overturned cement truck. It's going to be off Ben Hamilton Road east to Dawes Road, and the roadway is blocked. Eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. Still got the shoulder blocked off with an accident and two wrecks, six vehicles. Westbound I-10 just under the Daphne overpass. They're off to the right median. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening this week, you're invited to wear your purple and bring awareness to a notable cause which is impacting millions of people each day across our nation. October 24th is National Purple Thursday. Penelope House is asking you to wear your purple, post a picture of yourself in your purple on social media, and tag Penelope House with the following, quote, "I wear purple in support of National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, hashtag DVAM 2019 at Penelope House. The mission of Penelope House is to provide safety, protection, and support to the victims of domestic violence and their children through the provision, shelter, advocacy, and individual and community education. The goal is to see Mobile lit up in purple this Thursday. If you need help, there's a 24-hour crisis line available if you or someone you know needs help and are in a domestic violence situation. That number, 251-342-8994. On a lighter note, a new beer on the market has some saying cheers, but Alabama residents will have to wait a lot longer for the next round because of the high alcohol content. Samuel Adams has introduced their ultra-rare Utopias, but due to its high alcohol content of 28%, that beer cannot be sold in Alabama or 14 other states. Alcohol content over 14% is a no-go in the state of Alabama. So at 28% ABV, the brew is reminiscent, they say, of a rich vintage port, old cognac, or fine sherry with notes of dark fruit, subtle sweetness, and a deep, rich, malty smooth. If you want to enjoy the newest flavor of Utopias, only 77 wooden casks of Utopias were brewed, and you have to head to Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia, since they have lower alcohol content limits. According to Forbes, the 2019 edition is a blend of Samuel Adams' earlier extreme beers, all of which are aged in wooden bourbon casks with vanilla notes and nutty and dark fruit aromas. The beer comes in a 25.4-ounce custom bottle for $210. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Kelly, one question. One question for you here.
I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Yep. All right, so I can picture one of my buddies chugging some of that and going, oh, man, the vanilla notes in that are fantastic.
Right.
I don't know. It sounds like I don't like port and sherry. If that beer tastes like port, I'm not. I don't like those like with a dessert wine kind of things. I do like beer.
I don't like $210 bottles of beer.
Yeah, there's that too.
And
it's got 28% alcohol content.
It does. I do like that. I did see a beer this weekend, oatmeal stout.
Right.
You heard of that? Just an oatmeal beer.
Yeah. Seen that a bunch. Where have you been?
I don't know. Missed out on the oatmeal. Is that like a breakfast beer?
Yeah, it is. And it's, I mean, you can get cinnamon, get maple, brown sugar, blueberry, strawberry, all of them. All right. Hour number three in Quentin Hillier, straight ahead.